Now it came, let's see, I can't spend too much time in high school, but it was, I enjoyed it very much, and I got along very well in school. I was an average student. Came time to start thinking about college, and I decided that I wanted to go to Penn State, which was a very nice college, as you know. And I took the exams, and I passed, and I was actually entered into Penn State College. And in the meantime, my dad got a call from a councilman in Allentown. He said that he saw me play football, and he was the one that picked the various people to enter Annapolis. Would I be interested? I said, oh my gosh, it would be great. But I was an alternate, which meant that I may not be able to take the test. They only took two fellows to go to Annapolis, but I had the chance in case either one of them failed, I would take the test, and if I passed, I would go to Annapolis. Well, of course, that was a big deal for me. So some friends of mine that went to Annapolis took me down there, and we, this was during my senior year in high school, and they smuggled me into, I swear, into the dorms in a laundry basket. And I got to see what was going on. So far, I wasn't supposed to be there, but I went there, and it was very interesting. But I did decide then that I was going to try for Annapolis. So instead of going away to Penn State, I stayed and took a postgraduate course at Reading High School, which worked out fine because by that time I was playing in pretty good bands, and I was able to work. I had another thing that I did was a good. I worked for Bauer's photograph studio, and I would pick up film, and I had a model. Gosh, that's right. I bought for $10. I bought a Model T Ford, fixed it up, and I had to even crank it when I first got it. I finally put a starter in it. I used that to pick up my film around the different, first we used bicycles, then I used my Model T Ford. And I needed something to carry my drums in various places because my dad used to take me, but it came time to, if he was busy or something, I finally got this little, it had no top on it, and it had no windshield wiper, it had no electric wiper, you had to wipe it to do it by hand, which was kind of funny, but that's the way it worked. So anyway, by doing the Bowers thing and playing with some of the bands around town there, playing the drums, and going to school, I had a very interesting postgraduate season. I dated a lot. There were lots of dances. I was a part of the D-Malay. I never did get in at all the fun. We had a Boy Scout camp. Gosh, that was, I can do a whole tape on that fun, on being a Boy Scout and going to camp. I went every summer. And the last, when I was a senior in high school, and we all worked at the camp. We were counselors. And that was fun because we were able to be with older fellows and really enjoy the summer. So anyway, it came time to take the exam for Annapolis, and I wasn't called. The two people that were ahead of me passed, and I was now not going to go to Annapolis. So I had a very good friend, Tommy Herb, and he and I decided we were going to go to college together, the same college. So we tried to find a cheap school, finding the University of Alabama, which was very cheap. And we looked into that pretty well. In the meantime, I found out about, one of my teachers told me about Duke University. And he said, well, he said, not only do they have great athletic teams down there, but maybe you can play football. I didn't have a scholarship. Oh, by the way, I did have several scholarships to go to some of the colleges in Pennsylvania, smaller schools, to play football, but I didn't take them. One I remember was Muhlenberg, one was Ursinus, I think a place called Dickinson, and Susquehanna Prep School, several schools like that. Well, anyway, came time to think about school, so and as much as I was doing a lot of playing in the various bands, my friend and I, Tommy Herb, and I decided let's see what we can do about Duke University. So we got all the papers and got all the information about Duke, and then we decided we'd go to Duke University.